Welcome back, you guys. We are in March, which means one of two things. Well, two things. It means that I'm going through everything I have in my closet to find green clothes, and I don't have very much, as I just a few episodes ago went through my entire closet. Well, I didn't post this, but I think I mentioned how I went through my whole closet trying to like reset my entire wardrobe for this year and just start fresh. And somehow this made the cut, and I am not quite sure how. But it did, and now it's on me, and now it's in this video, and I'm sorry that you have to look at it, because it's really not that flattering, but it's green. I'm not trying to get pinched, you know, virtually. So here we are. By the way, if you guys are listening to this on my podcast, go ahead and check out my YouTube channel so you can view my god-awful ugly sweatshirt I'm wearing. And if you are watching this on YouTube, I'm sorry you have to look at this god-awful ugly sweatshirt I'm wearing. So check out the podcast so you don't have to, and you can just listen to the audio. Save yourself some stress. That being said, we are in March, and March means to me luck. I mean, does anything else really come to your mind when you think of the month of March? Clovers, maybe? Shamrocks? Luck? Like, is there rainbows, I guess? Leprechauns? Okay, there's a few more things. But to me, when I think of March, I just think of luck, you know? And lucky girl syndrome is something that came to my mind when I was trying to think of a topic for this month. Because I'm really trying to stay on the theme. I just got very distracted by the fact that I don't have any decorations put up yet for my St. Patrick's Day theme, which is really bothering me now. Lucky girl syndrome is something that I feel like I kind of struggle with, because I'm really bad at self-affirmations. Okay, I'm not going to say I'm bad at it, because there goes my self-affirmation as I speak. I consider myself more the type of person who has worked for what I have earned, and the type of person who has been given a life of advantages, very much, yes. But luck? I don't know. And then, of course, there's people who say it's blessings, it's not luck. But I believe blessings and luck are very, very different things. Because blessings, I believe, are like gifts. Luck is just something that happens. But I do think that you can manifest your own luck. Because I don't think luck is something that is not somehow calculated in some way. The point that I'm trying to get across is I don't think that we should just sit around and hoping that we get lucky, hoping we win the lottery, hoping and just expecting things to work out. I mean, yeah, we want to do that, but at the same time, we also need to be calculated in our own path and make sure that we are calculating a path that will make us lucky. Because everything is a roll of the dice. Everything is. You're going to have a lot more luck in your life if you put in the effort rather than just assume it's going to work out. Like, so for the example of getting the job you want, do you really think that that job that you want is just going to somehow land in your lap and you'll just be like, it was luck? Or do you think it's luck if you qualify for the job that maybe somebody else was actually more qualified for than you, but you still got the job? Do you get what I'm saying? There's a very different spectrum of luck. And I think people like to assume or project that luck is very, very different than the actual meaning of luck, if that makes sense. That being said, it is very important to give yourself daily positive self-affirmations. And this is something I'm absolutely awful with. It's true. But I'm going to try to be a lot better with this. And I'm going to challenge you to also, because this is something that we need. We all need this. And especially if you are on this channel, I guarantee you are the type of person who wants to be better and who wants to be successful. And you're not going to be successful if you can't start thinking successful thoughts. Don't get me wrong now. You could get lucky and be successful even though maybe you didn't exactly play your cards right. Don't get me wrong, that's totally possible. But just imagine how much more lucky you could be if you put in the work and still believe you're gonna get lucky. What level do you think that you could escalate to believing this? Having this mindset, just how high do you think you could get? I want to challenge you to come up with 3 self-affirmations for yourself this week. Please comment below what they are. I would love to hear what all of your guys' are and start spreading some positivity. See what other people are working on. Maybe we'll inspire you to start working on your own. And we can all just create this great circle of positive affirmations. And I think it's really important to hear and see what other people are working on to inspire ourselves that, hey, this is something that is okay to acknowledge that I need. This is something that is okay to acknowledge. This is the way I want to feel, and that is valid. That is okay. The things I want are not crazy. That's something I want, and I'm going to call it in. If something else you want is help with building your dream business, hey, it's your lucky day. What can I say? I am an ultimate dream coach, and I help entrepreneurs build their dream business. If you are interested in booking a free discovery call with me to see and which ways I might be able to help you build your dream business and help you get the luck you deserve with your empire, go ahead and book a free discovery call. The link will be in the description below. You can also follow me on almost any social media platform at Make Waves Coach for more free content. You can also check out my mermaid account on Instagram and almost any social media platform at Mermaid Cassandra. Also check out my podcast, Make Waves Mermaid Cassandra, every place podcasts are found. I will talk to all of y'all very soon. Go out there and make waves. And hey, get lucky.